A new study finds that white children access mental health care services at a much higher rate than their Black and Latino peers. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman has details.
The authors of the study in the International Journal of Health Services were interested in why kids of color are more likely to be incarcerated or suspended from school. Many incarcerated kids suffer from mental illness, so the researchers looked at inequalities in mental health care delivery. By examining 6 years of national data from Health and Human Services, they found that white kids access services at a rate higher than kids of color.
What we found was that for Black and Hispanic children, much fewer visits were made to psychiatrists and other mental health professionals. And this was not because they needed less care, because Black and white children had similar rates of mental health problems.
That's lead author Dr. Lindana Marast of Hofstra University. The reasons for these disparities, she says, are many, ranging from a lack of providers in some neighborhoods to stigma against seeing a counselor to the possibility that doctors make fewer referrals for kids of color. The study's authors write, quote, youthful transgressions that might result in referral for treatment among non-minority children more often incur criminal sanctions for minorities, end quote. To be clear, the data doesn't provide a definitive link between less mental health care and incarceration, but Marast says she and her team are making an inference. For Flossie Irardi, who heads the music therapy master's program at Drexel University, that resonates with patterns she's seen in her own 20-year practice. She's worked at a juvenile detention facility where most of the kids are Black or Latino, even though the larger suburb where it's located is mostly white. In her experience, music therapy made a noticeable difference for some kids there.
And there were some kids who just took to music therapy very well, and you could see their strengths come out. Their affect just really changed, and you could see a spring in their step as they were walking out of the room.
She says she thinks that has to do with the fact that in music therapy, the focus is not so much what did you do, as it is in a law enforcement context, and more what happened to you. Marast from Hofstra thinks providing more training to mental health professionals, recruiting more providers of color, and adopting what she calls a less punitive attitude toward youthful misbehavior could all make a difference. For WHYY News, I'm Ann Hoffman.